This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. It's great to be with you for this morning. Sometimes I've heard people say, there must be more to life than this. And it can be said in feelings of frustration or sadness, and there's that tone of disappointment that life's not all that exciting. I heard of one mother who was telling the story of her boy, her 7-year-old son, Jason. She sent him off to school one day, like she normally did. A little bit later, there was a knock on the door, and she opened the door, and there was Jason standing there. What are you doing here? He said, well, I've quit school. You've quit school? Why? Well, he said it was too long, it was too hard, and it was too boring. And his mother looked at him and said, Jason, you've just described life. Get back on the bus. Now, isn't that how some people feel about life? It's too hard, too long, too boring. And I think it's a shame that many people never get beyond a life that is like that. Now, you might have heard of the popular American singer Peggy Lee, who had many hit records in the 60s, and Peggy Lee died in 2002, but one of the songs that she had made popular was called Is That All There Is? It was written by somebody else, not Peggy Lee, but the words talk about seeing a building on fire, being taken to the circus as a child and falling in love. And the chorus went like this, Is that all there is, my friend? Then let's keep on dancing if that's all there is. It was the psychologist William Marston who interviewed 3,000 people with a question, what have you got to live for? And he was shocked to find, in looking at the results, that 94% of the people were simply enduring the present time while they waited for the future. What was happening? They were waiting for something to happen. Well, they were waiting for children to grow up and leave home, or waiting for next year, or waiting another time to take a trip overseas. What they were doing was waiting for tomorrow and realizing all along that anyone ever has, all we have is today, because yesterday is gone and tomorrow never comes. It was T.S. Eliot who asked the profound question, where is the wisdom that we've lost in knowledge? Where is the knowledge we've lost in information? And where is the life we've lost in living? And I think that's probably the biggest, most important question of our age. Where is the life we've lost in living? We're always yearning for something more. We want to be wowed, as it were, or amazed by things. We want to be swept away from, kept away from the humdrum and the ordinary. So what we're talking about here is a transcendent experience. Nothing's ever quite good enough. C.S. Lewis, in his book called The Weight of Glory, says, we remain conscious of a desire which no natural happiness will satisfy. True, isn't it? So to the question, is that all there is? The answer is no. That's not all there is. There's God, and He is enough. So it gets down, I think, to a simple piece of logic. Either God exists or He doesn't. Now, if He doesn't, we really don't have to concern ourselves with trying to find something that's ultimately transcendent and out of this world. However, if God does exist, He is the greatest thing, the greatest being. And by very nature of that fact, our ultimate purpose should be to connect with Him, the God, the creator of our world, because the Bible says we were designed to delight in God, to delight in Him most of all. When the Star Wars saga came out, there was a lot of talk of the Force. May the Force be with you. But that's really all it is. This force, it was not portrayed in the movies as someone specific. And the miracle of the Christian faith is that God has revealed Himself to us through His dealings with people in the Bible. And this is a God who has a personal relationship with people. In fact, He desires to relate to us in a very positive way. And if you have a look sometime at Psalm 149, verse 4, there's this wonderful verse that says, the Lord takes delight in His people. So just imagine that for a moment, that God wants to delight in us. He's interested in us in a personal way, and that makes life worth living. Well, Heavenly Father, we do thank You that life is more than just things, and we thank You that You created us and that we have that desire to connect with You. We thank You for that news in Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.